Patients with Cigna Insurance can breathe easier. Cigna Healthcare and Common Spirit Health, formerly known locally as CHI Memorial, have reached a new contract agreement. That means Common Spirit hospitals and facilities will remain in-network for Cigna members. The agreement is retroactive to February 1st of this year. According to Tennessee Partners for Health, patients can continue receiving care without interruption in Chattanooga, Hickson, and Fort Oglethorpe. Anyone with questions about coverage should call the customer service number on their Cigna insurance card. Early voting continues in Walker County ahead of the March 10th elections. Voters can cast ballots today from 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. at the Walker County Election Office on South Main. Early voting will also run Monday through Friday next week during those same hours. Saturday voting is set for tomorrow from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the election office, as well as locations in Rock Spring, Rossville, Chickamauga, and Fairland. On Election Day, all 11 Walker County precincts will be open from 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. Walker County Board of Commissioners will hold its regular meeting March 5th at 6:30 at the Walker County Courthouse Annex in Lafayette. The agenda includes reports from Chairwoman Angie Teams and CFO Christian Roach, along with committee and department updates. Several zoning requests will be heard, including proposed rezones on Highway 27 South, South Dix Creek Road and West Rogers Road in Lafayette, and a variance request on West Highway 136 in Rising Fawn. The Planning Commission has recommended approval for all requests. Commissioners will also consider consent items, budget amendments, and contracts for construction, facility repairs, and right-of-way weed control. We'll have more news right after this. The state of Georgia has passed a bill requiring public schools to install weapon detection systems for students entering campus. Walker County School Superintendent Damon Raines told WTVC-TV he's encouraged by grant funding to help districts cover the cost. State Representative Mike Cameron voted yes on a plan providing $50,000 for equipment, saying it gives parents added peace of mind. Georgia Association of Educators President Lisa Morgan says rural schools will especially benefit. The bill now moves to the Georgia State Senate. If it gets approved there, it'll head to Governor Brian Kemp for his signature. Details on all of these stories on our website. Check it out at discoverwalker.com. I'm Chris Goforth, Georgia 93.7 in Lafayette's own AM 1590 WQCH.